Vandeham Sri Guru.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 6th chapter, text number 47, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 12th of December, 1972, in Ahmedabad, India.
We have been discussing Bhagavad Gita, the second chapter. The Lord has very elaborately explained the constitutional position of the living entity. And the whole first portion of the 6 chapters, the Bhagavad Gita is divided into 3 portions. The first 6 chapters, the second 6 chapters, and the third 6 chapters. Actually, just like this book, there are 2 hard covers, and in the middle, there is the substance, writing. So, the first 6 chapters, they are just like 2 coverings. Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. And the middle 6 chapters, well protected, that is Bhakti Yoga. So at the end of the first 6 chapters, Krishna concludes the Yoga system. In the 6th chapter, he has explained the Sankhya Yoga system. And the concluding portion of the Sankhya Yoga system is Yoginam api sarvesham madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jomam samiruktam. This is the conclusion of the yoga system. People generally, they are attracted by the yoga system. So, the yoga system means always thinking of Krishna. That is samadhi. So, 5,000 years ago, when this yoga system was discussed between Krishna and Arjuna frankly admitted that this system was very difficult for him. He thought himself as a grihastha and a military man, so concentration of the mind and sitting in a posture and looking on the point of the nose, so many systems, find out a secluded place alone, and observing so many rules and regulations, asana, dhyana, dharana, pranayama. So he thought it difficult for him. Therefore, Krishna, in order to encourage him, that although he could not practice the Ashtanga Yoga system, still there was no cause of disappointment. He concluded, therefore, tapasibha diko yogi jnani ho api matodhika varnibhascha diko yogi tasmat yogi bhavad. He insisted. So the conclusion is, yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jomam samijuktutamu. This is the conclusion, that of all yogis who is always thinking of me, sadhyavan, without being sadhyavan, sadhya is the beginning of everything, faith, sadhya, respect, If you have no respect for Krishna, if you have no faith in Krishna, there is no advancement of spiritual life or yoga life. That's what he said, Sadhava. Adho Sadhya. The beginning of spiritual life is Sradhya, faith. Adho Sadhya. Adho Sadhya Tato Sadhu Sangha. First of all, faith. And faith has been described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami as Vishwas. So he explains, Sadhya Sabde Vishwas Sudhira Nishcha. Sudhira Nishcha. Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Kritaha. This is the Sraddha. Sraddha means firm faith. As Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja. So unless one has got faith, why one should consider himself that I must be completely surrendered to Krishna? Unless one has got faith. Therefore faith is the beginning. And to create faith, Krishna has explained about himself in the whole Bhagavad Gita. So one who is fortunate after reading Bhagavad Gita thoroughly, he will have a strong faith in Krishna. If you have failed to achieve this status of faith, then there is no question of progress. That is explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Sraddha sabde vishwas sudhira nischa. Sraddha means firm faith with conviction. Yes, if I surrender to Krishna, then all my business will be perfect. All my spiritual life will be perfect. Therefore Krishna said, Sraddhyavan bhajati. With Sraddha, with full faith. Adho Sraddha, beginning is Sraddha. If one has developed a little Sraddha, just like we are giving chants throughout the whole world by this propaganda, opening centers, to create little Sraddha. And if this Sraddha is there, then next stage is Sadhu Sangha. If one wants to become Krishna conscious, if he has developed a little faith in it, the next stage is to associate with Sadhu. And who is Sadhu? Sadhu, Sadhava, Sadhu Bhushana, Titikshava, Karunika, Sridhava, Sarva Bhutanam. So, Sadhu means very tolerant. In another place, sadhu is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhajate maam ananya bhav, sadhureyo samant. Apiche sudurachara bhajate maam ananya bhav, sadhureyo samant. In another place in the Bhagavad, the sadhu is described. Titikshava karunika, suhida sarvabhutanam. Ajata Sattva Shanta Sadhava Sadhu Bhushana. A sadhu, the first qualification is he must be a staunch devotee of Krishna or God, whatever you say. That is sadhu. That is the basic thing. That religion means to abide by the orders of God. That is religion. And sadhu means who is staunchly a devotee of Krishna. These are the description of sadhu. Therefore, sadhu sangha means to associate with devotees, those who are devotees of Krishna. That is sadhu sangha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in another place said, sadhu sangha, sarva shastre kaya, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhiha. Sadhu sangha is very important. If we can associate with real sadhu means real devotee, unadulterated devotee, anna vilasita sunnam jnana karmadhanabhritam. Then the recommendation is that simply by associating with sadhu, all perfection will come. By simply association. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva sattrika, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi. So, this is very practical. We have got little experience how sadhu sangha is powerful. So, adho sadhya tato sadhu sangha. First thing is faith. Adho sadhya tato sadhu sangha tato bhajala kriya. Ata anarthane vittishyat tato nishtha tato ruchi tatha shakti tato bhava sadhukanam ayam premna padud bhavi bhavet krama. These are the steps. Krama. Krama means one after another. So, how are these Krishna consciousness movement is an attempt just to create little faith in Krishna. Then the person whom we are trying to help, his business is to associate with sadhu. Satam prasangad mama bija sangvida ritkarna rasayana katha. Satam prasangad. If we discuss Krishna consciousness, bodhayantam parasparam, tushanticha ravanticha. Everywhere the same thing. So, the sraddha is required, then sadhu sangha, then bhajana kriya. If anyone actually, seriously associate with sadhu, the next stage will be bhajana kriya. How to worship? Bhajana kriya. Tata anartha nivittisya. Then anartha. Anartha means unnecessary things. We have practiced so many unnecessary things in our life. That the unnecessary things, when they are too much strong, that becomes sinful life. Unnecessary. The modern civilization is simply meant for creating unnecessary necessities of life. So we are becoming deviated from God. The more we are advancing in so-called material civilization, we are more becoming far away from God. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Jaro vidyasa mayar vaibhav tomar bhajane bala. Jaro vidya, the material education, they are simply paraphernalia of this illusory energy, mayar vaibhav. And the effect of this advancement of material civilization means stopping one's relationship with God. Jaro vidya sa mayar vaibhav. Tobar bhajane badha. Anitta samsare. Anitta means this temporary life. Everyone, we are in this material world, say for 50 years, 60 years, 100 years. That is temporary. In the unlimited time, a duration of life, say of 100 years, that is nothing. Even not even a point. It is very temporary. But in this temporary life, we are addicted to so many unnecessary things and we are forgetting our real business, how to go to home, back to God. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur laments. He was a great responsible government officer, magistrate, but a great devotee of the Lord. And he is one of the acharyas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he writes about his own experience. The jaro vidyasa mayar vaibhav tomar bhajane badha. the more we make advancement in the temporary materialistic comforts, the more we become implicated in unnecessary things, and they are all impediments for making progress in spiritual life. That is his opinion, and that's a fact. We have seen in Western countries, they are still more materially advanced, but spiritually they are dull, blockheaded, spiritually. Very difficult to convince them spiritually. So, sadhu sangha, by association of sadhu, one can achieve advancement in spiritual life. In all shastras, it is recommended that associate. Chanakya Pandit, the great politician, you know, he also says, taja durjana sangam bhaja sadhu samagamam. Taja durjana sangam. Give up association with bad elements. What are the bad elements? That is also explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A devotee asks him that what should be the behavior of a person who is spiritually inclined, or Vaishnava. Spiritually inclined means Vaishnava. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that asasanga tagi Vaishnavacha. Those who are interested in spiritual life are to become a devotee. The first business is to give up the association of bad elements. Asasanga tagi Vaishnavacha. The one line. The next question is, then who is asat? Asat as Strisangi Krishna Bhakta. He has described who is asat. Strisangi. Strisangi means those who are unnecessarily addicted to women. Unnecessary. One should be married. One must have children. That is not illicit association. But otherwise, Krishna also says, dharma avuddha kama smiham. Kama, lust, sex life, which is not against religious principle, that I am. That kind of lust I am. So, according to religious system, people should not be cats and dogs or hogs in the matter of sex life. They must have regulated life, they must have married wife, married husband, and only for nice children they should unite. These are the description given by the Vimshati Prakar, Dharma Shastra Manushangita. Not otherwise. Therefore it is called Grihastha Ashram. Ashram. The Sannyas Ashram, Grihastha Ashram, Vanaprastha Ashram, everything is Ashram. We can understand as soon as this word is used, Ashram, it means there is some spiritual taint or spiritual life. So, Grihastha, that is also spiritual life. One may live with wife and children and execute spiritual life. All the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are all Grihasthas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself also was Grihastha. So, to become Grihastha is not a disqualification. But to live as a Grihastha, according to the injunction of the Shastra, that is required. That is, Krishna says, dharma avuddha kama, which is not against religious principle, that sort of lust I am. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, asata strisangi, that means one who is not satisfied his religious life with wife, that kind, he is asadhu. He is asadhu. Krishna, strisangi and Krishna abhav. He summarizes the description of asadhu in two words. One who is too much addicted to sense enjoyment, and one who is not a devotee of Krishna, he is asadhu. So, Krishna has also described that Namang Duskitanam Murha Prapadante Naradhama Maya Aparitakyana Asuri Bhavamastita. So there are many descriptions in many shastras that one should avoid asadhu and try to associate with sadhu. Then his life will be successful. Because human life is meant for spiritual advancement of life, not for advancement of eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That is cats and dogs' life. Human life means advancement, spiritual life. Tapo dibbam putraka jena suddheta satta. We have to purify our existence. That people do not know what is impure existence and what is pure existence. They do not know. There is no education. There is no science. Because we do not understand that we are living entities, we are part and parcel of God. God is eternal, so I am also eternal. God is always fresh, I am also fresh. Nitya Shashvatayam Purana, although Krishna is the oldest person. Krishna is Adi Purush. He must be the oldest. Navajauvana. Advaita Achyuti Anadi Ananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusha Navajauvana. This is Krishna's feature. He is the Adi Purush, the oldest. Aham Adi Hidevanav, Krishna says. I am the origin of all the demigods, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. The Brahma Sangita supports it that Adyam Purana Purusha, Lord Brahma says, the Lord is Adyam, he is the origin. Krishna also says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvang Pravartam. The Vedanta says, Janmadi Asya Jata. Janmadasya Jata, the Supreme Lord. So he is the oldest. And we being part and parcel, we are also the oldest. Nitya Nityanam, Chitana Chitananam. We are also Nitya. And Krishna is also Nitya. We are also living entity with knowledge. Krishna is also living entity with knowledge. Simply, he is our leader, he is the supreme, that's all. So, we do not know how our existence has been polluted. That we do not know. We are just like cats and dogs. We are taking birth and dying without any knowledge. Bhutta, bhutta, praliyat. But this is not our position. Our position is as good as Krishna. Krishna is all-powerful, we are minute. He is Vibhu, we are Anu. That is the difference. Otherwise, qualitatively, we are all one. So, why you are under this obligation of taking birth and dying again? This is our impure existence. This is our impure existence. So this human form of life is meant for purifying this existential position. No more birth, no more death. As soon as there is birth, there is death. If there is no birth, there is no death. So, this can be done simply by Krishna consciousness. Simply by developing Krishna consciousness. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma medibdham jujanati tat. Dibbam, this very word is used, dibbam. So, we have to undergo austerities, penances for this dibbam, for transcendental life. Tapo dibbam, little tapasya. In the Kali Yuga, we cannot perform very severe. Krishna is very kind. He has given us different opportunities for elevating to our transcendental life. in different ages. In this age, because we are so fallen and so limited and so badly associated, that it is very difficult to undergo severe austerities and penances. We cannot go into the forest, we cannot perform yoga systems very nicely, we cannot perform yajnas, we cannot worship the Lord in temple very nicely, so many difficulties. Therefore, Shastra has given us concession. Kalauta dhari kirtanak. In this age, simply by chanting this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one can be alleviated. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has blessed. Yaha hoite sarva siddhi hoibe toma. If you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, you will get all perfection. All perfection. So, everything is there, but we do not wish to take advantage. Tapasya, human life is meant for tapasya. We know in our Indian history, all big kings, they went to the forest, tapasya. The king Bharat Maharaj, under whose name this planet is called Bharat Varsha, he left his kingdom. Young wife, children, everything, at the age of 24 years. And he went for tapasya. So the Pandavas also, everyone, their last stage of life should be specially meant for tapasya. Not that up to the point of death we shall remain addicted to this worldly life, no. So this life is meant for purifying our existence, that means stop this cycle of birth and death. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosanu darsana. We should always keep in front. We may think, we may be puffed up as very much advanced in material comfort. But you may do so, but at the same time, you should keep in front. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. You should always think that what advancement we have met. Have we stopped dying? Have we stopped birth? There are so many contraceptive methods. But the population is increasing. The birth is going on. Similarly, we have discovered so many nice medicines that people are dying. You cannot stop this birth, death. They are trying to remain as young men, as young women, but they are getting older. So, intelligent man should always keep in front that what advancement we have made. Simply struggling, a struggle, a heavy struggle, a hard struggle. That struggle, we are thinking this is advancement. We're struggling just like ass. The whole day and night you are working. Actually I am working very hard, but I am thinking that I have advanced. Dharma mrityu jara vyadhi. We are trying to find out so many medicines, so many humanitarian work. What is that? There is famine, there is struggle. Why don't you do something so that people will not be anymore in famine, anymore in distress? There will be no more scarcity of water. That is required. So, these are the problems. So, however we may solve all these problems, the problem of material existence, birth, death, old age and disease, that cannot be stopped. Either you become Brahma or something like that. That is not possible. That is possible only by Krishna consciousness. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Mam upeta kaunteya dukkhalayam asasatam napnuvanti mahatmana sangsiddhim paramangata. Mam upeta kaunteya dukkhalayam asasatam. This world is recommended by the creator of this world as dukkhalayam asasatam. It is the place for miseries, and that also temporary. If you want to make compromise, all right, it may be miserable life, I will stay here. That also will not be allowed. You'll be kicked out after some days. You may try to become very comfortable, good income, good bank balance, or nice wife, nice car, but one day it will come, you'll be kicked out. Please get out. Finish. Mrityu sarva harasya aham. Krishna says that I am mrityu. I take away everything at that time. Finish everything. So, this is our foolishness, that we are trying to be happy in a place which is recommended by the Creator Himself, dukkhalayam masas. Dukkhala. This is called foolishness. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, anitya saṃsāre man. We are already in a distressed place and we are increasing our distressed condition of life. That means we are becoming more and more ass by the name of so-called advancement of education. Jara vidya sa mayara vaibhav tomar bhajane bhane. If by advancement of civilization we forget God, and forget the mission of our life, and that is nothing but to become like an ass. Unnecessary work. The ass, the example is given the ass, because ass has no sense. He works very hard. You have got experience. The washerman's ass. It is loaded with 3 tons of cloth and takes it to the ghat and again brings it. And what is the result? He gets little grass, that's all. But he has no sense that this grass I can get anywhere where I am so working hard for this washerman. And therefore it is ass. I take 4 chapatis, but I am working so hard, there is no limit of my working. And one day Krishna comes, please get out, finish. So we are all asses. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna je bhaje sevaro chotu. Only intelligent man is he who is Krishna conscious. Otherwise all asses. Krishna je bhaje sevaro chotu. So that bhajan, Krishna is teaching us. He is beginning the yoga system. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajate jo ma. Samay Yuktam. He is first class yogi. So we shall discuss first class yogi from tomorrow again. Thank you very much.
Up to what extent the society is
succeeding
in India for promoting Krishna
consciousness? Now you have come, it is success. This is success. You have come to Krishna consciousness. That is our success. Formerly you are not coming, now you have come. So that is our success. Because there is great propaganda to cut down by your leaders. They are naturally inclined. Anyone who takes birth in India, it is to be supposed that in his past life he was spiritual. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hailo ja. There is great opportunity for persons who are born in India for spiritual advancement. Unfortunately, by force, by propaganda, we are suppressing them. That is the cause. We are suppressing them. Otherwise, still we get experience, hold this Hare Krishna festival in Calcutta, Bombay, and other places here also. Many thousands of people are coming. Because at heart there is Krishna consciousness. But by external forces they are being suppressed. That is going on. It is not natural, it is unnatural. Natural is every Indian is Krishna conscious. That is natural. By artificial means they are being suppressed. This is the misfortune. of the present day of India. And there is no, in the educational system, no Bhagavad Gita. You see? How much unfortunate, one Indian girl in Berkeley University, she asked me, Swamiji, what is God? You see? She is Indian, where God takes birth, Ramchandra, Krishna, and she is now materially advanced, now she is asking, what is God? This is our position. The land where gods come, from that land a advanced student is asking, what is God? This is our advance. Hare Krishna.
Is it necessary that God should be worshipped in particular form only?
Well, there is only one form, bhakti. There is no other form. It is not a particular, it is the only. Just like there are 9 holes in your body. The only one hole will be used for eating, not other holes. If you push your foodstuff in other holes, it will be useless. Similarly, God is one, and to understand God, the only process is bhakti, that's all. There is no other process.
How a devotee has arrived to this particular form?
Well, this is in the Shastras. God says, Bhakta Mam Abhijanati. Only through devotion one can understand me. So not the devotee has discovered. God says, this is the only way. If you want to know God, you must know Him by the process He recommends. Don't discover your own way. Not that jatamat tatapad. You discover all rascal moth and God will be available. No. If you want to know God, then this is the only. Bhakta mamabhijanati. Javana jaschami tatta. That is the only way. There is no other way. Chant.
Vandeham Sri Guru.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 26, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 13th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation. My dear sons, you should not envy any living entity, be he moving or non-moving. Knowing that I am situated in them, you should offer respect to all of them at every moment. In this way, you offer respect to me. As confirmed in Brahma Samhita, Andantarastam Paramanu Chayantarastam, the Lord is situated in this universe as Garbhodakashayi Vishnu and Shirodakashayi Vishnu. He is also situated within every atom. According to the Vedic statement, Isha Vasya Midam Sarvam, the Supreme Lord is situated everywhere, and wherever He is situated is His temple. We even offer respects to a temple from a distant place, and all living entities should similarly be offered respect. This is different from the theory of pantheism, which holds that everything is God. Everything has a relationship with God because God is situated everywhere. We should not make any particular distinction between the poor and the rich, like the foolish worshippers of Daridra Narayana. Narayana is present in the rich as well as the poor. One should not simply think Narayana is situated among the poor. He is everywhere. An advanced devotee will offer respects to everyone, even to cats and dogs. Vidya binaya sangpanne brahmane gavihastini shuni chaiva shvapake cha panditak samadarshinaha. Quote, the humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog and a dog eater, or outcast. Bhagavad Gita 5:18. This samadarshinaha, equal vision, should not be mistaken to mean that the individual is the same as the Supreme Lord. They are always distinct. Every individual person is different from the Supreme Lord. It is a mistake to equate the individual living entity with the Supreme Lord on the plea of divikta drik, samadrik. The Lord is always in an exalted position, even though he agrees to live everywhere. Srila Madhvacharya, quoting Padma Purana, states, Vivikta drishti jivanam dishnyataya parameshvarasya bheda drishtihi. One who has clear vision and who is devoid of envy can see that the Supreme Lord is separate from all living entities, although he is situated in every living entity. Madhvacharya further quotes from the Padma Purana, Upapadayet paramatmanam jivebhyo yak pade pade bede naiva na chaitasmat priyo vishnostu kashchana. Quote, one who sees the living entity and the Supreme Lord as always distinct is very dear to the Lord. Padma Purana also states, Yo haresh chaiva jivanam bheda bhakta harekh priyaha. One who preaches that the living entities are separate from the Supreme Lord is very dear to Lord Vishnu.
Sarvani madhvishna taya bhavadubhi sarani bhutani kuta dhubani sambhavutani padi padi bo bhutta dhishti samadhu haranam me. So, Vimanjana Chulita Bhakti Vilotanena Santa Sadaiva Hridayesu Viloka. The atheist class man, they say that I do not see God. How can I believe there is God? But advanced devotee, he sees every moment God's presence. Premadmana Surita Bhakti Vilo Chaneva Santa Sadaiva. He doesn't say that I do not see God. Santa Sadaiva is a Yesu Vilo Kayanti Jang Sava Sundaram. And what is that God? It is not manufactured God. Sava Sundaram Krishna. Then Shama Sundaram, the particular is mentioned. God means Shama Sundaram. This is also appears to be contradictory. Shyama Sundaram. We have got idea, but his black is not beautiful. But here, Krishna, Shyama Sundaram, although he is black, he is Sundaram. Barahavatam samasitam buddha sundaram. Masitam buddha, black cloud. Black cloud like that, fallen. But he is very Sundaram. Kandatpa koti kamani visesha sovam. He is so beautiful that if you compare with millions of kandatva cupid, cupid is supposed to be very beautiful. So if you bring together millions of cupids, still their combined beauty cannot be compared with Krishna's beauty. He is still Barahavatam samasitam buddha sundaram kandatva koti kamaniya visesha sovam govindamadi purusam samam bhaya. So, it is required that we develop our attachment for Krishna, then every moment we will see Krishna. There is no need of asking anybody, can you show me Krishna? Can you show me God? You will see automatically. Shivan Maki hi vivhago sarameva surattara. You cannot ask Krishna, please come here, I will see you. Just like you ask your dog or your servant. Krishna is nobody's servant. Krishna is the master. He may like you, he may not like you. Naham prakasa sarvasya jumaya samad. He is everywhere. Annantarasam paramanachaya. But he is not visible to the non-devotees. That is it. Unless you are devotee, you cannot see. Bhaktamama vijanati gavan vyasyam sattvam. So that bhakti must be there. So Krishna is present here in this temple. This temple is meant for this purpose, that you come here, see Krishna and become attached to him, then you will see him 24 hours. This is the path. Not that, I have several times explained that this Krishna is marble statue. This is Naraki Buddhi. Atche Vishnu Siladhi Gurusu Narmati Vaishnave Jati Buddhi Naraki Buddhi. Naraki, this is world. Krishna is here. Krishna is here in the temple, but he has come mercifully to be seen by you. Otherwise you are blind, you cannot see Krishna. But he has appeared as Archavigraha, so that you are accustomed to see wood and stone. So he appears in your visible form, but he is Krishna. You will understand he is Krishna present when you have got enough love for him. So, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that mayasaktamanakpatha yogun yinjarmadasa asamkhayam samagrahma vithagyasasi tatshinu. This is the way. You increase your attachment, see Krishna in the temple, manvana bhavamadhapta. Think of Krishna and chant Krishna's name, offer obeisance to Krishna. These things you can teach even to the small children. They can be practiced to see Krishna and increase attachment for Krishna. That is why. Maya saktavana prasa yogam yunyan madhara. But this bhakti yoga should be practiced not from the non-devotees. Then it is not possible. Maya saktamanatrata yoga madhara. Not jnani asraya or yogi asraya. No, then you never able to. Madhara. As long as you take shelter of Krishna, you cannot take shelter of Krishna directly, that is not possible. But one who has taken shelter of Krishna, you can take shelter of him. That is madhas. One, not ashraya, a person who has taken shelter of me. That means he is devotee, a pure Vaishnava, a Vaishnava guru. You have to take shelter. Then you can practice bhakti yoga. Then never mind what you ask. Kīrāta-hūnāma-kulinda-pukkasā-vīra-sambhā-japanā-pukkāsā. Janne-ca-pāpā-jad-upāśraya-śraya. If you take shelter of a devotee of Krishna and Vishnu, then śuddhanti, it will be required. Śuddhanti. How it is possible? that is born in low grade family, Kirako Humandra Pulinda Pukkasa. How he become so purified that he can see? Now, Prabhu Vishnave Nama, this is Krishna's influence. He can do that. If you take shelter, Upasraya Asraya, a devotee of Krishna, then Krishna is pleased to reveal himself. That is Krishna's special power, Vishnu's special power. He can be seen even by the Kirata Hunandra, and he cannot be seen even by the most purified Brahma. That is his option. He is not exposed to be seen by everyone. That is not possible. So, we have to learn through Bhakti Yoga how to see Krishna, how to understand Him. Tadvijnanartham sa guru meva vidakshet samitpani sutriyam brahmanishtam. These are required. You cannot jump over Krishna and see Krishna. That is not possible. So, everything is sitting place of Krishna. Andantarasthaṁ paramānuchayāntarasthaṁ. He is even within the atom, so why not within yourself? He is everywhere. This vision should be developed. Vivitta Dibhi Sar Arahanam. If you see that way, the Krishna is everywhere present, but that presence can be experienced by love and devotion. There is no other way. Thank you very much.